We work extensively on child marriage. We go to village, door to door in mapping them. There were times that in the night, in the day, on Sundays, we used to sit in these villages and we used to guard, because we used to make a community cadre, women protecting other women.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Dr. Lopamudra Priyadarshini, a multiple award-winning professional who has amassed over 21 years of experience in sustainability, corporate communications, decision-making, and business strategy. Hello, Dr. Lopamudra. Welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. Very often, an individual's personality is shaped by their childhood. And in that respect, could you tell us about that phase of your life?
When I was born as a second daughter in the family, very orthodox Odia family, it was very challenging for me because I was a girl. I was a woman, and the only target or only thing that woman has to do in those kind of community, society, or those kind of area is to get married. Do your 10th, do your plus two, and then there is a match coming, match is coming to your house to get married to you. But somehow I was not that person. Somehow something within me has always told me that no, I am not meant for that. I am not ready for bringing a man to my house, giving samosas, and he is giving a nod to me whether I am okay for them or not. I wanted to make a place for myself. I wanted to make a place for myself, not because who I am, but to break that I am a woman and I cannot do anything except getting married and being dependent on somebody. So that was the guiding force always behind my mind, because I have been, while growing up, I kept on listening around me, even in my family, that, I have an elder sister, and elder sister, when she was in 10th, we started looking for a match, and that was a bigger shock for me. Thus, the transformation has started when I was 15. Saying that no, I am not going to give up to this system. I will make my own way. If I have to be a partner to somebody, it has to be equal partner. Even before thinking of a partner, I thought how I as Lopa can become a person. I didn't knew what I will become, but as a person, how can I make a mark as a woman in the community, in the society, that people would come to me and ask for me to be their partner. So that's how I think, because the society that we grew up was more concerned about marriage. So at the very, very, naive childhood, I had this mind. And with this concept, with this thought process in my mind, I marched ahead in my life.
An ambitious individual seeks to achieve their goals as quickly as possible. But it's important to design the process with which you do so. Can you tell us how you paved your path to your goals?
I joined graduation in Raigada College in chemistry honors in the first year. I just had joined in July. And my father all of a sudden comes to me and saying, no, you are not going to do chemistry honors. In Barampur, there is some institute has opened. You have to go and do hotel management. And I was like wondering. That time, I actually started giving a shape to my future. Say, I will become a scientist. A nuclear scientist, that too. I was very specific on what I wanted to become. But then all of a sudden, my father said no. And I didn't know what does that mean by no, because I was a teen and I had this rebellious mind. I was already rebellious in my, internally, I was all very rebellious. So I started thinking, why my dad is saying I didn't go. My father had gone to take out the transfer certificate from the college and I did not. But anyway, forcibly, I was thrown to do hotel management. And when I did, that was also sponsored by the government of Odisha. So it was again free for girls, especially. That was a women's polytechnic, so meant only for girls. So I have gone to do hotel management. And first year, I was like, what kind of study is it? Whether I will be. And I was crying and I didn't want to get out of home. I was homesick. But one fine day, I decided. Now I have been thrown here. I again challenged myself saying, I will show same my father and my mother that even here I will excel. And believe me, I was the topper of AICTC Odisha in all the trades that was there. And I scored more than 90% in hotel management in all the 3 years that was there. While working in Oberoi, because I wanted to then give allied services, I want to become an IS, OS. So what I did is I wanted to do a graduation because for IS, OS, diploma was not enough. While working in Oberoi, Bhubaneswar, I joined myself in Utkal University for graduation. As I was working for 12 to 18 hours, I had to study in the reception itself. I started my career as a waitress, and then they transferred me to reception in the front office. I was a receptionist. In the B shift, that is 2 to 10 shift, after 7 o'clock, generally there is no more crowd. At that time, in 90s, I'm talking about, not much of a crowd in place like Odisha. So I used to study. I used to keep my book and study. And one of the gentlemen passing by one day from PricewaterhouseCooper asked me, what are you doing? They were from Crown agents. They were implementing some tax, VAT tax in India. He asked me, what are you doing? And I told him that, you know, because I... Obviously, financially, my parents were not strong enough to send the second daughter to any kind of higher education or any kind of education for that matter. So I told him, no, I am working and I'm supporting my education. I am paying for my education and I want to study further. Meanwhile, these gentlemen had a society in UK and they were willing to fund me and sponsor me to go to UK and do my higher studies. He asked me very clearly, we will give you this much amount of money. Would you like to marry or would you like to buy a house or would you like to study in India? Or you can also come to, you know, you can go to US or you can come to UK because we are in UK. We can help you out in doing this course. And that was the turning point. I said, why not? It's an opportunity. And I would never get that opportunity to study. And when I was in Chennai after Oberoi Bhubaneswar, that time this offer came to me and I immediately picked it up because that was for my own growth. And I gave TOEFL and I gave interviews because I already worked for 4-5 years by that time.
It seems as though it was necessary for you to persuade your parents in order to reach your goal. How did you manage to pull this off?
Believe me not, I have not asked anyone or I have not told even my family that I am doing this, I am studying for it, or I want to go to UK and I'm going to UK. The day I was at the airport, obviously the sponsors have booked all the hotels, their fees were paid, my hostel were paid. And I called my father and mother and said, I am going to UK. And they were shocked and they said, what is it?
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. Obstacles and setbacks are a regular feature on the path of achieving a goal. So can you tell us about the challenges you faced onward your journey?
I was literally scared because India is a country where a lot of population people are there. I was wondering, whom will I talk to now? I am alone in this place. Where will I go? How will I go to school? What will I cook? You know, we have these challenges all the time. What will I cook? What will I eat? What shall I get? So Mike said, no, this place. Then he dropped me in my hostel and then he moved. He left. 2 days I was sitting. I was scared to get out of my hostel, talk to somebody because every face was new. And I have never seen, people from other countries. There were Mexicans in my halls of residence. There were Africans and they were first, you know. It was a new experience for me. I thought, what will I talk to them? I was scared to speak in English, though by that time my English was very good and I gave exam. But, you know, somehow I don't know how they would take because it was very, very new to me. I was very scared. But then, you know, a few of the friends came forward and then we spoke. But then what to eat? I have to go to a supermarket. I have never seen a supermarket because I have seen a ration dukan. But how do you go? But anyway, that was a rocky time. I took a month's time in UK to adjust myself, to understand. The day I was going in the flight, I was moving to UK. I sat in that flight and promised one thing to myself. If I ever go back to India, I will earn money, I will work hard, earn money. If I ever go back to India, I will work on the education sector because of education here I am today. Because somebody supported my education, I am here today. And I will ensure that I will support people. I will go to my grassroots where I am born and I work for those people and ensure that they are educated enough to go out of the small village as I have done. So that was my goal. Friends from Greece, and I have a lot of friends back in UK and Greece, and I just told them that this is what I'm thinking to move to. And everybody thought that I have lost it. I am a crazy individual who's doing it. And within a month, I will go back. And they said, ki, do not accept. Just go, stay there for a month. If you like it, then go. If you don't like it, then go back. But then that I said, oh, now look, there is a challenge here. And as an individual, as a character, I love taking challenges. And when somebody says that I cannot do it and it's not for me, not meant for me, I take it and I pick it up. And then I decided that I will do it. Yes, a lot of times when I go to the field, people do not accept in their villages. But constant persuasion, I would quote one story when I had been to a village in Tikrapada and they were not willing to accept us because they were anti-industry from very long time when the plant has started. Then I told that I am from the same place, and everybody gathered around me. And that was in 19, and when we talk about 2022, all the five girls of that family is now going to school and going to KISS. Some is going to Jaipur for higher studies, and the girls come back and they say thank you to me, saying thank you for at least motivating our parents. Otherwise, we wouldn't have even crossed 8th standard or 9th standard, because dropout rate in the villages are, after 7th, when the girl is grown up, they're all married. We work extensively on child marriage. We go to village to village, door to door, in mapping them. There were times that in the day, on Sundays, we used to sit in these villages and we used to guard, because we used to make a community cadre, women protecting other women. So such kind of programs we have started. This group of women, you will inform us, we will go there in that village and we will talk to the elderly of the village, and we'll talk to the groom side, those who come for child marriage, that this is not the age.
You've had such an incredible journey, Dr. Lopamudra. But tell us, now, what lies ahead for you?
One aim that I have taken always in my mind, how do I empower the youth? Youth going out in migration to other places, why cannot the same skill that they have, they can start something of their own? And thus, my brainchild has given birth to a project called Udyami. Udyami, where today, I am proudly saying that 102 youth are entrepreneurs in the tribal belt of Kasipur and Kalahandi district, Raigada district and Kalahandi districts. And it is a proud moment for me. And sometime I go back home with content in my heart. Yes. The small ripple I wanted to create in the ocean, I did.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the 3 dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.